All right, so let's move from here to the United Nations. Turner pledged $1 billion to the United Nations. Can you tell us about it? Why did he do it?
Well, if people remember, during the 1990s, during a wave of conservatism that is remarkably similar to what we are experiencing today, there were members of Congress that did not want to pay the U.S. dues. The U.S. is the largest donor nation to the U.N., and so we became in arrears, i.e., we've fallen behind in our payments. And Ted thought that was absurd. And one of the ideas was that he would buy off American debt and then take the debt to the world court and use it as a tool to embarrass the UN. He thought it was folly that the United States was doing that, and he was ashamed. As he would say, look what happened to the world after the League of Nations fell apart. We had World War II and the largest outbreak of violence in human history, so he knew what the potential consequences was.
53 million people died.
Exactly, and most of them innocent civilians. You know, also on the nuclear front, the UN has played a key role in monitoring and rallying the world together. But another thing that Ted wanted to do in 97 is he wanted to step up and challenge other people of means to give back more of their wealth and not hoard it. And as he said, you know, we all take pride in being on the Forbes 400 list. There ought to be a list that rewards people for being magnanimous and giving back to society. And Kofi Annan was delighted by that. In fact, he took that challenge issued by Ted and laid it at the feet of the Sultan of Brunei. And you know,
and the Sultan of Brunei did what?
The Sultan of Brunei balked.
Yes.
And, you know, one could argue that, and in fact, the Gateses, Bill and Melinda and Warren Buffett have said that, you know, Ted has had an influence in changing the mindset and getting a lot of people to give back.
That's great. Now, getting back to the United Nations has come under a considerable amount of criticism, especially back in when he made this pledge that they were just out of control. Now, what was interesting was he didn't just give the money to the United Nations, right?
No, he didn't. For one thing, he couldn't do that. But what he did is he created the United Nations Foundation, which exists to help improve and enhance the mission of the UN itself. And so the UN Works Foundation exists to collaborate with the private sector and the public sector. You know, Ted isn't naive. He realizes, as everybody does, that the UN needed to be reformed, seriously reformed. But what the UN has done is it's helped marshal resources, and I think anyone would say that it has succeeded beyond anybody's wildest dreams.
Well, and it is a place where people can have a conversation, get the dialogue going, right?
Exactly.
So by setting up the United Nations Foundation, he was able to set up kind of a reforming methodology for the UN. So it wasn't just giving them money, it was giving them money towards streamlining their operations and making them more accountable and et cetera, right?
Reform being carried out with friends who see the benefit of the UN rather than antagonists who merely want to tear it apart and make it go away. After all, when we think about the UN, imagine if all of the charters and treaties and other things that form this superstructure for the world, it relates to the banking system, it relates to food safety, to fighting diseases and outbreaks of pandemics. It relates to trade in endangered species. It relates to every element of our life that makes civilization as we know it stable. And to say that you're just going to make the UN go away, it's incredibly naive, because you couldn't replace what the UN does in today's world. There would not be a coming together of 193 nations. And one more thing I should note is that when UN peacekeepers are in various countries, it means that our own fighting men and women don't have to be there. And so, as large as our donation to the UN is, arguably the benefits that we get back as citizens and our businesses, it's just exponentially greater.
And as he said, if you get rid of it, how would you replace it? You can't build it from scratch.
It would be impossible in today's world.